a first-time filmmaker that's, you know, maybe making their first feature, or what is something that you wish someone would have told you back when you were still really green?
Okay, yeah, that's a good question. I suppose there's a couple of things. I mean, I think the one thing I would say is to be, I guess, as flexible as possible on the day. So I think I kind of managed to, you know, we didn't storyboard any of this because we wanted to give the actors, I guess, the freedom to see what they did on the day, and then we'd always work around them. So I'm really happy with how that worked out, because I think if filmmakers have a very prescriptive idea of how they want to shoot a scene, and then they turn up and impose that on the actors, I think it can be very restricting on the actors and what might want to do. So I guess we let Lauren and Aidan get them carte blanche as to what they felt their character would do in any given moment. And then once we were all happy with the blocking, we were able to film around them. So I think that was really important. That helped the actors then feel, get very comfortable on set, and they always knew that they were, I guess, the most important people on set, and they were never going to be, you know, there was very rarely we had marks set up for them to hit, or we very rarely had to be very prescriptive about where or what the blocking would be seen. So I think that was something I'm going to take forward as well. And I think another thing was, I wasn't prepared either, actually, for one thing I definitely certainly was not prepared for was how draining it was, kind of mentally and physically. So even though we only had a 3-week shoot, I kind of wasn't prepared for, I suppose, how tiring the days are. So I think you've really got to protect yourself in the evenings and try to get as much rest as possible. So often I was up late kind of shot listing or doing some last minute rewrites, which kind of left me drained for the next day. So I really think to make sure that you pace yourself, that it's a marathon, I guess, not a sprint, and really make sure you try rest, I guess, every evening rather than watching dailies until midnight or shot listing, or you know, we often had to go actually recce locations sometimes in the evenings and stuff. So it's just trying to be smart with your time, I think, when you've only got a few weeks to shoot something. That'd be another thing I definitely learned on this.
How closely do you work with your editor or editors?
Very closely, I gotta say. I would have edited all my own material up until this, so I'm very kind of comfortable with editing, so I love editing. And I was very keen, though, not to edit this. I was very keen to find someone who was able to bring kind of a fresh perspective to it. So I'm kind of very glad that the producer put me in touch with the editor for this, Colin Campbell, because he did bring something really, really fresh to, I suppose, my viewpoint of the film. So I suppose I work, I'm with him every day. During the editing process, and there's certain scenes that I would take a crack at myself, just because I know I edit all my own stuff, so I'm very comfortable with Final Cut Pro. So I guess there's some things in it that were Colin's idea, and I'm really glad that, you know, I would be a very collaborative filmmaker, I think, and I would never kind of, if Colin or if anybody has an interesting idea of how to approach something, I'll always consider it, and even better, like, by using non-linear, because we're using non-linear editing platforms now, it's so easy to try to, you know, to muck around with a scene. So even, like, the ending of the film, not to give away too much, but the ending of this film, it's edited in a very specific way, and that was something we, you know, played around with for a long time. That's something that was not in the script, let's say. That's something that came out of me and Colin just not being happy with how the ending of the film was originally, and just trying to find a way to make the ending sing a little bit more. And he deserves great credit for that, because a lot of that ending is down to his inspiration, because he approached it in a very fresh way. So I don't know if that answers your editing question.
It does, and now I'm curious to know where is the film going, and what are your future projects, or what are your current projects?
So the film, film is, we're in LA next week. So we've got we won an award called the Directors Guild of America and Screen Directors Guild of Ireland. Choose one film from Ireland that hasn't got US distribution and send that film to LA to screen for distributors. So we've got that next week. And then after that, I think the next festival is we go to Helsinki Film Festival in September. Then in October, I think there's an American premiere in the Mill Valley Film Festival in California. October, and then after that, there's Seville Film Festival in Europe. And then in between going to those festivals, I'm writing the next film. So I'm in development on the next film. I'm trying to make it as good as this one, I guess, because the reaction to this has been so great that I'm feeling a little bit of pressure and feeling like not that it's a difficult second album, but I suppose I kind of don't want to repeat myself, but I want to make something that, like You're Ugly Too, like that has something to say, and that is about something, but also that has that kind of rich vein of humor, along with a really strong, I guess, dramatic hook. So I'm kind of working at that at the moment. And it's probably a little bit too early to talk about it, but it'll be set in Ireland again, and hopefully it'll be just as well received as You're Ugly Too. But the writing process is long and tortuous, so I don't know when I finish, to be honest.
Well, Your Ugly Too is an extraordinary film. I encourage anyone to see it, anyone who's in LA or who is in the film festivals that it's going to be in, to look for that film, because it's really one of the best films that I saw at the festival, and it was great. So
Oh, you're
good
very
luck
kind. Thanks very
topping
much.
that, Mark.
Yeah. Gotta try. You gotta try.
Well, thank you so much for the interview, and I look forward to interviewing you again when when you hit it really big and win your Oscar.
Yeah, that's the plan.
right,
Big
thank
box
you, Mark.
office and Oscars. Yeah, not at
Yes,
all. Lovely to
yes.
talk to you, Liz. Thanks for all the kind words about the movie.